You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.
25 years of age, 22 properties. Six of those are owned in Zimbabwe. 16 rent-to-rent serviced accommodation deals, making anywhere between £20,000 and £30,000 a month profit, depending on the time of year. That is what we're going to be talking about today, because I am joined on the podcast with Simba, who is one of my great Inner Circle members. Simba,
nice to meet you.
Welcome down to the studio.
Thank you for having me, Liam.
I tell you what, this is going to be an incredible, incredible podcast. We're going to share a lot of content. We're going to give some top tips. We're really going to take people on the journey and really motivate and inspire people really to become professional property investors.
Definitely.
If you could sum up your property journey so far in one or two words, what would those words be?
Relentless and what other word can I say for this? Amazing as well.
Wow. So yeah. Amazing. So it's been relentless.
But it has been amazing.
But it's also been amazing at the same time.
Definitely.
Excellent. Well, look, it's a journey, not a destination for sure. Take us back to the start of the journey.
Yeah.
What made you invest into property and come and be one of my great mentees and work with me and my team?
Yeah, definitely. So before I was doing property, I was a project manager. And, you know, work was good, money was okay, but at the end of the day, I always knew for me that work wasn't always the destination for me. I always wanted something bigger. And my mum basically just started, kept nagging me about, you know, this assets for life. And I was like, what is she going on about? And then, you know, as I kind of started seeing where her mind was going to and looking to at property and stuff, it started really to pique my interest. And I was like, okay, cool. This is something we can actually do here. And it started giving me a lot more confidence. And then, you know, we started the business. We started getting into it more and more. And then she started bringing me into the assets life. I started meeting Liam, the rest of the team. And from there, it's just been nonstop progression.
Did I meet you for the first time actually on the retreat, or did we meet slightly before then?
So I think the first time we actually met was on the retreat.
I think that was the first time.
Yeah, it was actually the first time, yeah.
Obviously, I'd been mentoring your mum for a period of time and she'd got some incredible results. And then she WhatsApped me and said, hey, I really want to get my son involved, Simba. And obviously, your mum is one of my Inner Circle members, right? So she then invested for you to come onto the retreat. And we met in Marbella for the first time last year.
Amazing time.
And that was incredible.
Incredible.
You know, what a journey.
Definitely.
I really feel that you inspired every single person there. You were the youngest graduate. But age is just a number.
Yeah,
you know, you're 25. You're hungry, you're driven, you get shit done, you know, and that's the key thing. And you're able to do this with your mum, which is incredible.
Yeah.
The time that you've worked with me and my team, what impact have we had on you in the mentoring sessions, the coaching sessions, the one-to-one sessions that you get with, you know, mentors on my program?
I think at the start, you know, when coming into it, I had a little bit of an ego and pride. And when we went to the retreat, I think that was a really big moment for me of actually dismantling the ego and actually seeing that having mentorship and how far that can actually go, having people around you that you can ask for advice, people that have been through this life thing already, it really allowed me to start excelling and moving at a different kind of pace and actually looking as a business owner rather than being in the business. Because now where I am now, a lot of my business is automated and you guys have helped so much with that, making sure that I'm thinking of, you know, being a business owner and not just being in the business. And I think having that mentorship, having the team around as well, having the constant one-to-ones, the academy sessions, going to see people in person, seeing as well Jay's house and all of these amazing things, it all compounds and it just creates a really good community that pushes you forward. And, you know, it is essential for growth and moving up to that next level.
Yeah, I really like what you said there about, you know, you had to get rid of the ego. You know, because being a young lad, you want to prove to the world,
definitely,
and, you know, maybe you had some things that happened in the past, and it's like, you know, I just want to show the world who I am. Mm-hmm. But actually, when you work with the right team and the right people, mm-hmm. and you just allow yourself to change and be teachable,
yeah.
these are the people that actually get the fastest results.
Definitely, yeah.
Because on your own, there will come a time where you will have a big loss, mm-hmm. or something will happen and things will collapse. And I share that with absolute experience, mm-hmm. you know, being a Lone Ranger for many, many years. And actually, these last 8 years have been incredible, you know, mm-hmm. like incredible, you know, £28 million worth of property deals, raised £9 million of joint venture funding, now the UK's leading property business and wealth training organisation. And that all sounds lovely, but what's really lovely is having relationships like this with Definitely. People like you,
yeah.
and seeing you grow. And, you know, imagine what you've done in just a year working with your mum, and your mum's been with me now for a couple of years, what you are going to do as a dynamic duo
Definitely,
in the next yeah. 2 years. Where do you see yourself going in the next couple of years?
Well, this year I'm definitely going to hit my first million, that's for sure. And after that, we're going to keep on progressing, moving higher and higher, and definitely want to start getting into these commercial conversions like okay. you guys are doing with the developments and all of that type of stuff, and, you know, really just take over the world the next
wow,
few years.
Wow, you're hungry, right?
100%.
That's awesome. Well, it's all possible. If I can do it, someone else can do it. So you want to get into the bigger stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what you've done so far.
Yeah.
Because this is really going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. So you've got 22 deals.
Yeah.
Six of those are owned.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Zimbabwe.
Correct, yeah.
And they are holiday lets. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Excellent. You've then got 16 properties here in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And they are split across a couple of cities.
Yes.
So where are those cities?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the strategy that you have implemented within the portfolio?
Yeah, so currently we're based in Birmingham, Manchester and Salford. That's where most of our properties are. Most of them are based in Birmingham because that's where we are. And essentially what we've done is the rent-to-rent strategy. This is the strategy that we've been taught by from Assets for Life. And to be quite honest, it's such a good strategy to use when you don't have a mass amount of capital to, you know, purchase different types of properties and go through all of these things. But what we've seen is, you know, at the start of it, it was very hard to kind of first get that first deal. But once that first deal did come through, the rest just continued to follow. Like in our first year, we did about 10, 15 deals and we expanded a bit too quick. And, you know, it was actually just amazing to see that, you know, the capability that you can do, especially, you know, leveraging, using other people's money as well, which you guys have taught us to do. And to be quite honest with you, like the rent-to-rent strategy has just been amazing for us because wow. it's just allowed us to get so much cash
flow. It's a good thing you said though, right? You said it was a bit difficult in the start,
mm-hmm.
but once we got the first deal, everything changed.
Yeah.
So let's get a bit more specific. What was difficult?
So when we first started, like we opened our business in December, I think it was like 2021. And then what happened was when we got into 2022, in January, that's when we, like, you know, started looking out. Were they calling different agents and, you know, they're just saying, oh, we would say two words, service to accommodation. They'll cut the phone instantly, say rent, they'll cut the phone instantly. And it was just constant back and forth with these agents, you know, deny after deny, you know, going back to the mentors, asking them for questions, asking them for help. And then, you know, once we got more confident with actually talking with these agents, actually building relationships with them,
wow,
what we've seen is once we had that first agent actually bring us 8 properties and we still have her today and she continues to bring us more properties. Right. And that gave us the confidence to actually start.
So what I want to clarify is everything we do in life, which we don't normally do, is always going to be difficult.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, you ride a bike for the first time, it's difficult. You learn to drive a car for the first time, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure when you started to become an engineer, it was difficult. Everything we do, but what you've got to do is persevere.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that the strategy is difficult or that's impossible. It's how we cope and we react in situations.
Definitely,
yeah. So anyone listening to this right now, if you are in a position where you've tried to get that deal over the line, agents don't want to work with you, they will work with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not making sense. Yeah, you're just not coming across in the way that you come across. And like you said there, one word and they cut you off.
Yeah, definitely.
You say rent to a letting agent, they cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
You say service to accommodation, they cut you off. But if you go in as a relocation company
exactly.
where you do this, 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 and this, all of a sudden you are just like them and you're part of the ombudsman and all of this great stuff. So I always say aim for 50 no's and you should get a deal before your 50th no. So you got your first deal. Go back to that moment when you got a yes from the agent, you signed the contract, you picked up the keys. How did that make you feel? How did you celebrate, if you did? And what was that moment like for you?
Honestly speaking, after those 4 months of just getting no's, then finally getting one agent that said, you know what, yeah, we can work with you and we can do this. Like, I was over the moon. My mum was over the moon as well. You know, everyone was like, yes, finally, we finally got our first one. And honestly, like, how I celebrated was getting straight back into it. Nice. Going to find another deal.
Great.
Found another one the next week. Go to find another deal. Again, more in the same month, and it just kept going and going and going. And, you know, that's how I celebrate. I celebrate by getting more success.
By doing more, by getting more. Yeah, the belief comes before the strategy, right? Yeah. You know, you believed, you then implemented, you then had hurdles, you kept believing, you got your breakthrough.
Definitely.
And some people, they get a breakthrough just 3 days into my mentorship program.
Yeah.
Some people, it's 7 months into the mentorship program. I actually don't know how long it's going to be for people, but I do know if they stay in the process, they will win. They will get those results. So you are doing rent to rent.
Yes.
So you're renting the property from a landlord, you're re-renting them out. But you've got a slight twist.
Yeah.
On what you do as an organization. So can you tell us what it is you do, why you do it, and the benefits of doing it?
Yeah, so when we first started, actually, we were doing HMOs. And what we was doing, we was allowing people from other countries that were coming to work here to aid with the workforce and, you know, all the labor that had left, especially when we had the strain from COVID, to come in, nurses, doctors, and all of these type of things, and we would house them. So what that meant was we were actually a lot better when it came to, once we understood how to talk to these agents, marketing ourselves to these agents as, you know, we're relocating professionals, there's going to be professional people living in your house, nurses, doctors. It made it so easy to actually get properties. And then once we had a few properties under our belt, we then use that as leverage to get serviced accommodations, because when landlords see you already have properties, they're a bit more, you know, they're a bit more susceptible to give you more properties. And then after that, we then got into the supported living. So supported living is where you house, you know, people with learning disabilities, kids that are under the age of 18, you know, that haven't had the best upbringing, that haven't had the best family as well, and that are kind of in these supported living places where, you know, those same nurses are now working and helping and supporting these young people.
Wow.
So that's kind of our strategy.
Okay, of what we so do. With supported living, just so everyone's clear, you will rent a property from a landlord.
Yep.
Will you have to make any changes to that property to bring it up to speed for what the care provider needs?
Yes.
Or are you just handing it straight over?
So what would happen is we'd rent the property. And then there's certain kind of guidelines that you, well, not certain guidelines, there is regulatory guidelines that you have to follow. You have to make sure that the house is secure, that you're renting it out at a fair price as well, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of things that do come into play with this, but they're all out there. It's not hard to follow. You just have to make sure that you've got fire doors as well. So a lot of them are kind of similar to HMO.
So it's not like you're doing some full massive conversion on a property. You're going to have to get in like disabled access or anything along these lines. Just like a HMO, you just need to bring it up to regulation, which actually is very easy to do. It's a checkpoint. It's a checklist. Yep. So you then invest into a property. Mm-hmm. So you invest some money to bring it up to speed for supported living. And then you work with the service provider.
Correct.
When you then approach the service provider, how long are they taking the property off you for? And are they typically paying slightly higher rent because of the type of client that's going to be living in the property? So, for example, how long do they take it for? And how much will they pay you per month for one of these properties?
So with supported living, is great because, you know, these are really long, long rentals. You know, the service provider's not going anywhere. They want to continuously have people coming in. So you're looking anywhere from a minimum of 5 years on the lets. And like, you know, 5 year contracts with these service providers. And you already know my mom already owns a care business. So the mesh of that was just perfect. And then you could be making anywhere between £600 to £800 a week per person. So it is quite ridiculous when it comes to the numbers that you can be making from supported living.
I suppose the service providers are under extreme pressure.
Definitely.
And there is a shortage of the right type of property for the clients that they need to house. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a shortage in the UK anyway. This is why property does so well.
Yeah.
You know, rents have gone up the fastest rate in decades. House prices have gone up. And of course, there's always ups and downs and corrections in the marketplace. But we actually live in a beautiful country. And we have, I would consider, one of the strongest property markets in the world.
Yeah.
And there is just opportunity. So yeah, I just love what you and your mum have done here. You know, your mum owns a care business. She's seen an opportunity, now understands, you understand the rent-to-rent model, and you've basically just brought that into your business, yeah. Which is incredible. You know, and this is one of the reasons why you're making £30,000 net profit a month right mm-hmm. now, using properties that you don't even own.
Yeah.
How does it feel, not only just to make the money, but to know that you're providing such a good service out to your local community?
I think, you know, when it really sits in is when we actually start talking to the people that we're actually providing the service to, seeing how happy they are in the places. This is why we have, like, the retention rate for these properties for so long, because, again, my mom's providing this exceptional service from the care side, and then us as the property managers, we're coming in with maintenance, cleaning, making sure everything is tip-top. You know, we even fork out some of our own money to make sure that they have the right stuff, gaming stuff if they like gaming. Just something to make them feel a bit more homely and a bit more human, because like you said, there's a lot of pressure in the UK to actually house people like this, and there just isn't enough houses, and a lot of landlords don't really understand the business. So when you actually come across them, like, actually your house is actually going to get taken care of, and you could be having rent for the next 5 years, you know, guaranteed.
And you've just come in as the middleman.
Yeah.
You know, but actually gone one step higher, rather than just using these as normal HMOs, which you do, but you're actually using them as you know, for these providers,
yeah.
Which I think is incredible. You know, a big well done. What would you say has been, say, a challenge or two that you've faced over the last year or so, and how me or one of my team members have helped you overcome that?
I think, you know, me, I'm a very, want to get things done really quickly, want to push. And what I seen was, in our first year, we expanded a bit too quickly and we didn't have the correct systems in place. So once we actually went to Marbella and actually built our Vivid Vision, worked with the team very closely, you know, I could ask as many questions as possible. It allowed me to have a connection with the mentors. And then after leaving Marbella, it was now a case of I could just pick up the phone. You know, I could call one of you guys, I could ask for advice. And what's now happened is that we have such a beautiful system that it allows me to not even, you know, it just allows the business to flow in a very good way.
So am I right in saying, you know, that if you have a challenge or a problem, you've got me or one of my senior team members on hand to basically support you through that process?
Definitely,
yeah. Because we've been there, we've done it. And if I don't have the answers, then someone in my team will have the answers, and vice versa.
Yeah.
So what are you most excited about in terms of your growth and continuing on with the program with me?
I think what I'm excited about is actually working on these bigger deals now, getting to that kind of mark where we're working on developments, commercial conversions, some of the higher stuff, and actually buying our own properties and starting to build equity here as well.
Great. So actually owning assets, because that's definitely the ultimate goal, isn't
exactly.
it? You know, imagine you own the asset and then you still do the provider service.
Yeah.
Imagine then getting an office, converting it into 10 flats.
Yeah.
You own the flats, you refinance out, and then they are all there for supported living.
Yeah.
This is how you're going to build up to that 5 million, 10 million, 20 million, 30 million pound net worth by ultimately owning the asset for
definitely.
Sure.
Yeah.
In terms of the sessions that you've had with some of the mentors, what do you get mostly out of those sessions?
I think it's just, you know, a lot of it is like, you know, reassurance, steering me back onto the right path as well. Because a lot of the times what I like doing a lot of things at once. Sometimes my mind steers away. And, you know, sometimes just having that conversation with one of you guys and one of the mentors or the team, it just kind of puts you back on track and assures that you are going the right places. You're not making mistakes that they've made as well. And, you know, just having that general oversight and wealth of knowledge all into one just really helps so much.
Yeah, great. And also, obviously, you do this with your mum.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work out? You know, working with your mum, what impact has this had on your relationship? How do you maintain, you know, a working relationship and then also your mum being your mum?
Yeah, so I think weirdly enough, the business has brought us a lot closer.
That's nice.
You know, we spend a lot more time. I think one thing you actually said out in Marbella was to make sure to actually make time just for us outside of the business. Because what we saw was, you know, a lot of the times we were just spending time purely on the business. And, you know, actually spending time with my mom and, you know, building that relationship has just been amazing. And then with the rest of the family as well.
Right. So you've got a strong relationship. Mm-hmm. It works well. I love my mum to bits. I don't know if I could work with my mum. Sorry, mum, if you're listening to this, but I love you, but I don't think we could actually work together. But it's great that you can, mm-hmm. you know, and that's how it works. How do you feel you've personally grown professionally as an individual through this program with me?
I think I've just been a lot, it filled me with a lot more confidence. Before, I was a bit quiet. I would just kind of lock myself in a room and just get at it, mash work all the time. But you guys have actually made me come out of my shell a lot more, especially with these academy days, the inner circle days, the networking days, like just meeting so many different people that are actually aligned and on the path that I'm trying to take.
Great.
Because from where I come from, you know, not a lot of people are, you know, looking to get to that next step. So it is a bit hard to do it alone. And like you've said, having that community around just does wonders.
Yeah, I say this a lot. You are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with.
Yeah.
And the fact that you've upgraded your circle means your bank account is now being upgraded. Your business is being upgraded. You're looking amazing today. You're sharp. You're on the ball. You're driven. You're focused. But you're certainly not coming in with ego or, hey, I know it all. Mm-hmm. Like what I love about you is that you just want to keep learning. You want to keep staying in the process. And it's been absolutely wonderful to see you through that. So if you could give some words of wisdom to people tuning into this now that perhaps are listening, they want a better life, they've got some struggles right now, some blocks, barriers, they keep going around in the houses, not getting any results, there's negativity in their life, or maybe they've got one or two deals, but they're stagnated. What words of wisdom would you give them?
Honestly speaking, I think sometimes people, you just have to just get it done. Make sure that you're surrounded by the right people. Make sure that you have the right community around you, the right support systems around you. If people are bashing you, putting you down, get them out of your life. Make sure you have a strong community, because honestly, those days where you're not, you know, you're not getting the deals that you want, you're not pushing the way that you want, that community is going to be there to support you. Mm. And it does immeasurable amounts of support when, especially in this kind of entrepreneur life, it's not easy. And it is quite hard. So having that community to support you goes a long, long way.
Yeah, now that's incredible. Great words of wisdom. You know, the belief comes before the skill set. Mm-hmm. And you just got to get on with it.
Yeah.
People think too much.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, and it's all fear-based. And most of the fear they're thinking doesn't even exist. Mm-hmm. It's not real. You know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go. You know, for me, it's about taking action, massive action, and allowing yourself also to make mistakes. I make mistakes. You know, none of us are perfect, but we learn from those mistakes. And that's how we keep growing and we keep getting excellent results. Well, you know, really to summarize, Simba, what an incredible experience. I'm really looking forward to working with you this year.
Definitely,
and spending more time with your mum. We've got Inner Circle Day coming up next month. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're at that. We've got Academy Day this month, I think on the 25th. We've got Marbella Retreat going on for you guys, level 2, which is going to be insane. Yeah. So to summarise your experience working with me and being on the programme, how would you summarise it?
Life-changing, to be quite honest. There's not other way to put it. Like, you know, before I came to Assets for Life, I was working a full-time job, juggling a business on the side. Now I'm financially free. I'm 25. There's not much I can say. You know what I mean? Like,
it's been amazing. It's all happening, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm going to give you some tips now. I'm sure you're doing this anyway. Make sure you're profitable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about being bigger. It's about being more profitable.
No.
Get your managed accounts done. Make sure you're doing that every month.
Mm-hmm.
Always, you know, you've got good cash flow, so who could you bring in to build the team?
Yeah.
So you can focus on the bigger stuff now. Work on the business, not in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And keep just adapting, you know, up your skill set, get better at sales,
mm-hmm.
get better at marketing, get better at product launches,
mm-hmm.
get better at speaking. You know, just now, just make that decision, that commitment, that you just want to be a better version of yourself.
Definitely.
Because there's always that next level to go to. But what an incredible, inspirational journey for sure. You've said some great tips, real insight into supported living.
Mm-hmm.
I think many of our viewers are going to be looking that one up online.
Yeah.
And wow, absolutely incredible. Look, 25 years of age, a huge property portfolio, doing extremely well, working in the business with his mum. And you can see they're just absolutely driven, focused and committed. You can have this as well. You just got to make a decision. You got to get out your own way and really focus on that one thing that is going to enable you to live your version of your dream life. Do you want more time, more money, more freedom, more happiness? Maybe you want to get out of some bad debt. Maybe you're sick and tired of your bosses. Maybe you are procrastinating, or you're just a bloody lazy bum. You get around great people. You invest in yourself. You just don't know where you're going to be in 1 year or 2 years. This doesn't have to be a 10-year time frame. You could literally be up and running and you could be getting your first or next deal over the line in the next 30 days. So thanks for tuning in. My name is Liam J. Ryan, the host of the Dealmaker podcast. If I can do it, you can do it. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
You're listening to the Dealmaker podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.